kangaroo like a jerk. Yellow smiley off of me. Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. I'm Anthony McCarthy, sitting in for Mark. Joining me now, Anna Walsh, managing editor and eats and drinks editor, my favorite, of the city paper. Anna, great to have you on board.
It's great to talk to you today.
I'm sorry. That last interview ran a little long. Tell us what's in this issue.
Well, this issue kind of ties into the conversation we're just having. It's our queer issue with a really amazing cover shot by Joe Giordano, our photo editor. It's very bright and colorful. You can't miss it in the yellow boxes this week. So we talk about a lot of different LGBTQ issues in Baltimore, including trans issues. Mm-hmm. We have an article by one of our interns, actually, Olivia, about the upcoming law change that will make it a lot easier for people to change their name on their birth certificate.
Something very basic. Yeah.
Yeah. Which sounds really basic. But for, you know, trans people being able to change that without, you know, before they had to have like all of these notes from doctors and a court date and a meeting with the judge in order to get that document changed. Mm. And so now it's going to be a lot easier for them, which is really important. We also have a really great photo essay by Joe Giordano of LGBT couples in Baltimore who are involved in the art scene here. And they're really, really beautiful photos and are a very diverse set of people and a really great testament to the LGBT community here, I think.
And you have a great profile on a woman, a trans woman, who is a minister, found her way into the church.
She's not a minister.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Just involved a lot in her church. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of she still presents herself as male at work. But otherwise in her. Yeah. Just because she didn't start really transitioning until after she had gotten this job. But in the church is where she found a very welcoming community for her as a trans woman. It's a really lovely profile by one of our writers, Rachel Ann Warren.
And Anna, I'm very interested in a gay Republican running for the Senate.
I know. It's Chris Kefalis, I guess is how you
I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, it's very Greek. But yeah, he's eyeing a run for the U.S. Senate, and he is a Republican, which is, you know, like a bit of a cognitive dissonance.
Fine.
There, but
kind
of. Yeah. But he sort of makes a case in his interview with Ed Erickson that, you know, marriage is a conservative value in a lot of mm-hmm. ways. And it's a very interesting, very interesting interview. I definitely recommend
the queer issue. Anna, we're out of time. I got to get out of here. I really appreciate I love City Paper. I miss the days when you used to write about me. I guess I got to do some stuff to get written. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Folks, I got to get out of here. Thank you for all of our callers and our wonderful guests that were with us. Pick up that queer issue of the Baltimore City Paper. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern is Manifa Wilson. Our intern and day in history research producer, Sienna Greaves. Our theme music by Wall Matthews of Clean Cuts. On our way out of here, we're hearing Everybody Knows, performed by Rufus Wainwright, who was born on this day in 1973. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org and listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source of cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy. Take care.
Everybody's talking to their pockets. Everybody wants